Hello, pediatric surgery family. I'm M. Godi from Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center. And today, our team is going to deliver the articles that you should know about. We have three papers today. We don't have much time, so let's start. Our first paper titled Comparison of Robotic versus Thoracoscopic Repair for Congenital Esophageal Atresia, a Propensity Score Matching Analysis by Zeng et al. This paper is summarized by Cecilia Hihena. She is one of the previous research fellows at Cincinnati Children's.
This is a retrospective multicenter study done in China that aimed to compare the robotic repair versus thoracoscopic repair for esophageal atresia. After propensity score matching, they had 126 patients, 63 in each group. And what they found is that robotic surgery had longer operative time, but shorter anastomotic time, as well as the robotic group had lower anastomotic leak, lower anastomotic strictures, and lower readmissions within 2 years post-op. So it seems that robotic surgery is a good answer for esophageal atresia repair.
Awesome. Here's our second paper of the day. Does delayed diagnosis of Hirschsprung disease impact postoperative and functional outcomes? A multi-center review from the Pediatric Colorectal and Pelvic Learning Consortium by Ulrich et al. And this paper is summarized by Alex Halpern. He is a research fellow at Children's National and collaborates with us to produce these article reviews.
The Pediatric Colorectal and Pelvic Learning Consortium conducted a multi-center retrospective review from 2017 to 2023 trying to answer this question. They included 679 patients with Hirschsprung disease from 14 different sites. They found that an increased age at diagnosis was associated with a greater likelihood of undergoing fecal diversion after initial pull-through procedure. They also found that increased age at diagnosis was associated with an increased risk of constipation or incontinence requiring intervention postoperatively. They did not find an association between age at diagnosis and 30-day complication rate after initial pull-through or need for pull-through revision. So it seems like delayed diagnosis of Hirschsprung's disease does affect certain outcomes in these patients.
Now moving to the last paper. The outcome of purse string versus conventional wound closure techniques in patients undergoing stoma reversal, a randomized control trial by Amir et al. This paper is summarized by Lizzie Lee, a physician associate by profession and a member of our team here at Cincinnati Children's, dedicated to creating content for pediatric surgery.
The Children's Hospital in Pakistan conducted a randomized controlled trial, including 124 patients in 2021 to 2022 who needed a stoma reversal. Their aim was to compare surgical site infections and cosmetic outcomes of scars in patients who were getting the purse string or linear skin closure techniques. The purse string closure group had way fewer surgical site infections and much better scar quality compared to the linear closure group. So when reversing a stoma, purse string closure technique is the best way to do it.
Thank you for listening. Please check the link in the description below to read each paper. We hope you liked this episode. Please follow Stay Current MD on social media, give us a rating, and subscribe to YouTube channel. And don't forget to download the Stay Current app on the App Store or Play Store for tons of content.
GlobalCast MD, along with Cincinnati Children's Hospital, sharing knowledge to improve child health around the globe.